at the end of the cycle of time, the creative intelligence responsible for all of this comes out of concealment. And once the vibrational frequency of that Supreme Presence is attuned to, it can never be lost again. And because the Presence is eternity itself, this is why time comes to an end, but also to an eternal beginning. And to that Presence that is forever beyond time and yet forever includes the infinite creative joy that brings manifestation into existence. And that power is love, but love of a kind that transcends the human ego's capacity for love, because it is infinite. And with an infinite capacity for beauty and wisdom and depth and subtlety, and compassion. When that state is attuned to, there are no words to describe it, and no words are necessary to transmit it, because that is all that is real. And there is no duality in which there must be some communication of information, since all are manifestations of the One. And there are no differences once that realization is attained. But at the level of the ego mind that uses language and inhabits the field of language, it is important to make certain distinctions clear that in the final period of time become sloppily mixed up. And so, for example, we have two words in English, being and existence. And very often you hear philosophers or spiritual teachers use them as synonymous, but they are not. And it is very important to understand the difference. The existence, the ist is the being, and the ex means that which is not being. It is outside of being. It is a projection, an externalization of being as a reflected energetic image. And this is the world of existent entities. But those entities that exist do not have being, and that which has real being does not exist. So the shift that a yogi makes in the practice of meditation or Atma Vichara, which is the realization of our being, is a shift from that dimension, which is often referred to as existential, which is that realm in which there is identification with a projected image, an object, that becomes experienced as a material body, but in fact, which is still within consciousness, but at a level of consciousness in which there is a separation between being and existence. And once identification with the existent experiencing entity in a world of phenomenal objects of experience that exist, one loses touch with one's being and becomes lost in the narratives that this imaginary creature then gets involved in order to try to manage its illusory existence. But the instant that we awaken from the trance of existence into the illumined state of being, we are free of the karma of that illusory creature who carries a name and a form that we were bonded to when that creature was in a helpless condition of infancy, and that creature became the site of the limited form of consciousness we call the ego. And the purpose of the ego is to give the imaginary entity the capacity to use its motor skills, to develop them, to develop the capacity of the symbolic intelligence, and then to use all of those potentialities in the service of one's real being. But once the real being is lost, the creature that exists has no real purpose or meaning or value, and it becomes a kind of random entity searching for something it knows not what. But its search is always for its real being. But having lost touch with that, it projects that real being onto others or onto things or money or onto any object that grants security, gratification, affirmation, validation, and becomes dependent on those attachments to remain stabilized in this illusory identity. And that stability is always fragile because the world is a constant flux. Everything changes. Someone is there for you one day and gone the next. Nothing can be depended upon in the phenomenal plane. The only source of security, the only secure source of peace, the only source of the capacity to understand reality comes from our real being. And so the return to the real that is but does not exist is the practice of Satyoga. But it is a practice that needs to happen only once. And once the being is attained and the existential mask is dropped, then from then on all is effortless, because literally you no longer exist. You are, but you do not exist. And so the body that still carries that name and those tendencies becomes less and less part of one's nature and fades away as an echo of a state in which the real had been veiled. And now with the removal of that veil, there is the pouring of the light and the awareness and all of the vibrational frequencies of the infinite supreme presence of the infinite self as a panorama of beauty. But the world is nothing more than a mandala that symbolizes that which can never be found, no matter how simple or complex is the labyrinth in which you have placed yourself in order to find the way out. There is no way out because you were never in it. And it is this realization that is redemption. Of the self that is real by the self through the simple removal of a veil. And that veil is nothing more nor less than the thought, I. When the veil is present, karma, suffering, time, and neediness are all present. When the veil is removed, all of that drops away. And there is only the real being. And now is the moment for the revelation through the removal of that veil at a collective level, so that all those who seek the light and the power and the presence that heals the heart and that dissolves the illusion of a history of suffering that seems to have no end but death, all of that illusory itinerary of the ego's existence dissolves in the revelation of the glory of the self that shines in eternal victory. Victory over its own creation by which it had been mesmerized. And once revealed, the light can never be veiled by darkness. The light of consciousness prevails and brings the victory of the end and a new beginning for all. And a new mandala of infinite beauty kaleidoscopically moves into place and presents an ever increasing understanding of the implications of the real that are beyond the capacity of the limited mind to conceive. And it is this glory of the infinite intelligence of the God Self and the infinite creative beauty that makes all of the suffering that one had to go through in that illusion worthwhile, because all of it turns into wisdom and power and joy and beauty and freedom from any dependency or lack. This is the moment for that blessing to be received by all who seek liberation. God's mercy and goodness and unconditional acceptance will bring you to the state of freedom regardless of any egoic resistance, because the real will wash out the illusory existent voice of defeat and bring the light of victory regardless of the ego's condition. And it is this triumph of the real over the false, of light over dark, that is celebrated for the entirety of the next cycle of time, producing one religion after another in praise of what we are. May we know what is being praised by all who pray, by all who chant, by all who sing, by all who love the Supreme One. And know all are singing to yourself. And may you give your blessings of liberation to all. May you know the peace that comes from the simple silencing of the mind and the return to presence and the natural state of being. So that the illusory existent ego falls away simply by being recognized. As a projection of an illusory fantasy that was created only for the satisfaction of those to whom we gave our loyalty and love. And may we know the peace of giving all of our loyalty and love to the real self, which alone can then bring blessings to all of those illusory existent entities and return the world that has fallen into chaos and destruction, hatred and greed, to a world of goodness and beauty and divine love and miraculous power that comes only from the attunement to the real. And may we know the supreme peace that comes with the discernment that nothing ever existed at all but the pure and perfect and only real self who has never existed and always is and always is yourself.